Good evening, and welcome to day 30 of Napod Pomo and Audio Mo 11. And this afternoon, I've been thinking about the word tolerate and tolerance, and what it actually means. So I went to the dictionary and looked it up, and I was quite surprised, really, by its definition. And it's not a word to be proud of. And yet it's a word that is used an awful lot today to describe what we should do to those that we have some difference with. I suggest you go and look up the word, because you'll probably get where I'm coming from. We're encouraged to tolerate people, but to me that seems to be the very first step out of the gutter of intolerance. We talk a lot about all the isms in life, and sexism, racism, ageism. We discriminate or are intolerant of someone's sexuality, someone's creed, religious beliefs, which is creed, colour, abilities, wealth, etc. We all have something that we look at others with some form of negativity. Whether it be a jealousy, whether it be a revulsion, whether it be simply that I don't agree with that person, and then we are encouraged to tolerate that person. And I think we should be looking more towards accepting the person, because only by acceptance can we then develop that into full love of fellow man. To say that person may be different to me for whatever reason, however, that person has as much right to be as I do. And also it then throws it back on us, because we wouldn't want to be judged, we wouldn't want to be tolerated, merely tolerated. We would want to be accepted, surely. Not everybody agrees with me. And yet I would hope that not only am I just tolerated, I'm accepted. Not necessarily with open arms and best buddy kind of acceptance, but to be say, well, there's Chris, he's got those views, I don't agree with them, but, you know, that's fine. And I can walk down the street, I can shake his hand, and I don't mind having a drink with him anyway. As opposed to saying, well, there's Chris, I'll just tolerate him. I'd rather walk across the other side of the street if he's passing, or I'll pass him by and just say a quick hello, but I'm not really, you know, that's as far as I'm prepared to go, because that means nothing. You might as well ignore me. And we all of us want to be accepted. I think that's something that we as a humanity want. We want acceptance amongst our fellow human beings for who we are. Not merely, and I use the word strongly, merely tolerated. Toleration is poor. It's a poor excuse for anything. And we condemn so easily those who are less tolerant than us. And yet, there's nothing below tolerance apart from intolerance. And for us to condemn somebody for being less tolerant than us is like saying, I don't like that person because he's slightly less racist than me. It's appalling. It's an appalling word, and it's certainly not something that we should be proud that we're tolerant. We should be more aiming towards acceptance, because only, like I say, by acceptance can we then be accepted ourselves. It's become a bit of an issue for me today, because I have been thinking about it, and it makes me a little uncomfortable with myself. Some of my own perceived views on people or organisations or groups, and I'm having to have a close look at myself, because I've always claimed that I'm not racist, ageist, sexist or anyist, and yet maybe I am, because I'm only tolerant of people, of certain people, instead of full acceptance. And I just wanted to share that with you this evening. But I do strongly recommend, if nothing else, you just go to your dictionary and look up the word tolerance, or to tolerate. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you all again. Good evening. God bless.